At Hastings High School, the Raider Athletic Department is putting the final touches on the 2020-21 winter sports season, as they even hosted some state tournament basketball last week. But now we're trying to turn the page to spring. And of course, last week at Hastings High School, even though it was spring break, it was still the first week of spring practices. And as Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen tells KDWA Sports to open the week, it's a crazy but fun time of the season.
Yeah, it's been a little bit nuts, right? Trying to keep everybody on pace with a very adjusted schedule. Starting a little bit later than normal has some benefits. A lot of times, you know, weather benefits can be part of that. But it's allowed our winter sport athletes that also play a spring sport, to the most part, be able to transition from one to the next. But when you put, for example, both hockey, both basketball, and then wrestling section state tournaments right on top of each other over 2 weeks, and then a healthy percentage of those kids are going to whip right around and run track or play golf or baseball or softball or lacrosse, it's quick. We're down. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're down about 25% to 30% from our kind of our two-year average from 2 and 3 years ago. We're not going to count last year, right, when we didn't have a season. Yet, incredibly, I think we're probably a little bit better shape than a lot of our peers. It's been certainly a topic of conversation across the metro with conferences and how people are doing. So, you know, we hope that, you know, a little bit of spring break effect, you know, with people maybe being out of town or having some other things on their mind, that we may still pick up some more kids and there's opportunity for people to return. But at the end of the day, we still also have 300 kids who are out there. I mean, we're excited to have them, and particularly when we didn't have a single day of actual training last year, just stoked to be able to get them out in the field and get them going.
With an insider's perspective, I asked Hansen what exactly is causing kids to drift away from spring sports at the rate to which they are. Is it really just losing that one season in 2020, or is it something bigger?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, and you know, there's a fair amount of speculation or opinion that'll come into my answer, but also I think a fair amount of just direct observation and just some historical purview, you know. But I think of a few things. I think COVID fatigue is certainly a part of it. I mean, we've been, you know, in the midst of this for about a year, and it's wearing on everyone, right? And there's an excitement every spring just with kind of the fresh weather that comes out of a normal winter, and there's a little bit of a kind of a COVID spring, hopefully, as we look at vaccinations and other things kind of coming around the corner. But it's just been a real trying, exhausting year, and things just don't flip overnight or from 1 month to the next with something like a pandemic, right? I mean, you don't have to look far to find the families that have been, you know, negatively impacted and businesses that are struggling. That doesn't just get reversed because it's May or because we have a loosened COVID protocol. It's all cumulative. So I think that's very much a variable. The second thing is, and this is not a negative criticism of the sports in the season, it's a reality that for many kids, the spring season is kind of their second or third most important one. Right? You may have, for example, football, hockey, soccer, other players that will go run track and field, not necessarily because track and field is their favorite sport, but because they know that it can help them for their other primary sports, and it's outside and co-ed, and they get to meet some new people, and it's great training, right? But it's not necessarily their ace sport. That's not a rip on track and field. It's just a reality of, for example, how it fits for some kids. And so we have to remember that, you know, 2 years ago, this year's juniors were in ninth grade the last time we had one of these seasons, and it's a very much an introductory experience when you're in ninth grade. The whole season is wiped out in 10th, and I think there's a reality for most schools that if you had some kind of kids that were on the bubble about staying in or going out, there are a lot of other distractions available, whether it be technology or work or other things, that if kids have genuinely moved on to something else, maybe that's just got their attention and they're not as interested in returning, you know? We hope it's not that they're even more specialized into one thing. I mean, that's the beauty of the spring, is for the most part, we've got sports that people can really hop on and find a place. Track and field as an example, I just used that as one, right? When you look at the countless different events, whether you're distance or sprint or throws or jumps, relays, individual, there's something for everybody, right? So that's one of the beauties of some of our spring sports, that you can get in and do it. But I just think that's all a part of it. I think people are tired. I think there's a spring effect, and we'll just have to see how it looks. I certainly know it's not for a lack of marketing and recruiting, and it's not for a lack of positive experience for the kids that do show up. And so we hope that the kids that are out there this year will have the same rewarding experience that they're expecting, and that kids will continue to return and come back as we go from year to year.
Our Raider kids and coaches have done a fantastic job from fall through the winter in dealing with and adhering to COVID protocol, and that will continue this spring. Hansen is so proud of all of his coaches, kids, fans, and others that have stepped up to the plate, adhered to rules to let these kids continue playing.
Yeah, it's a fair point, and you know, I appreciate the sentiment, and, you know, I would agree. And I could be accused of being the most biased one because I represent the programs, right, from the administrative point of view. But I do think there's fact more than conjecture as part of it. Because when you go to an event or you go watch a practice and you watch how our kids and coaches behave compared to a lot of our colleagues or peers or neighborhoods around us, we're diligent. We're consistent. We maintain a high standard. We're not perfect. But I think there's examples after example where if you're supposed to kind of, you know, stand this way in a line with your helmet in a certain place, for the most part, our kids do it, and a lot of their opponents are not. Or, you know, if you're not supposed to huddle this way, you're supposed to do it that way, well, we do it the way we're told, and some of our other groups around us have not. You can call it a coincidence, or you can call it a direct relation, but we've had our fair amount of indirect hits for COVID, of course. I mean, we've had teams and groups and levels miss a game, miss multiple weeks of games, have things get reversed, but we have had very, very few of our own internal issues compared to those around us. And I say comparison not for the purposes of calling one school or one group better or worse or right and wrong. That's not my point. I think context helps, though, right? And then context of this part of the discussion is important. So I've come back to this many times this year. I'm sure I've said it on the phone with you before, but I don't hesitate to repeat myself. Integrity is one of our six core values. And integrity means, for the most part, you do what is right and you do what's asked of you, whether people are watching or whether people are not. Integrity has to be developed. It has to be modeled. It has to be taught. It has to be celebrated when it happens. And I think the way that our coaches and kids have conducted themselves throughout the year is an example of integrity. Again, we don't get it right every single time, right? We're not perfect. But I think there's a genuine effort there to do so. And when we slip up, we correct it and we work to make it better the next time. And that's what integrity is all about. And I think it's just given us a different teachable moment that hopefully we can take and apply outside. And regardless of beliefs or experiences or politics or anything with or without COVID, learning to live with integrity is really kind of, an important non-negotiable. And if our kids can leave with the development of that, we've done a good thing.
That was Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen as they prepare for the first week of spring sports at Hastings High School when it comes to games, meets, and matches, many of which will begin on Tuesday as the Hastings Raiders tennis team will open their 2021 season. The Raider boys will open at home Tuesday at 3:30 p.m., taking on the Tartan Titans. JV will also play at 3:30 at Tartan High School. Day off Wednesday for Raider teams, a practice day to get ready for Thursday. The Raider boys tennis team will be back in action, this time with varsity on the road at Matamidi at 3:30 p.m. JV back home against Matamidi also at 3:30. Also on Thursday, track and field opens things up at Hastings High School. The Raider girls and boys will host Henry Sibley. Field events at 3:30, running events at 4:15 at the Hastings High School track, with more coming up this week.